You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Hi, it's Gordon here. I hope you're doing fine. Today I just wanted to share some thoughts about going back home because tomorrow I'll be moving back to my winter home, my winter residence, and while I've got to pack some things, although I think I've packed much of what I need. I know that this year at least might not be the last time I move. In fact, I expect to move again in a few days, and so I'm a bit anxious and excited at the same time. Returning home is in a way a good change, and I really don't know what to say, because I've got used to living here in my summer house for some time now, and I guess we get used to everything, and now that I need to leave again, it seems hard and quite a change. But of course I have done it before, and it's part of life, I think. At least part of my life. Another thing is that, as I said, I'll probably have to move again over this year, and I hope that things will go all right, because I'm still a bit anxious about going to live on my own. Not really on my own, but apart from my family. And it's quite sad in a way, because home sometimes is a place, at least in our minds it's sometimes a place, a physical location where we can feel safe and where we have all the things we need, all the things we got used to. But again, life is full of changes. We have to make transitions once in a while, and although I've decided to move on for quite some time, and that's the second move, really, not this one, it's still an unknown decision, an unknown future that I'm going to face. I'm excited in a way, but I'm also a bit scared, I think. But I guess as I write in my latest entry on the Zone Mind, home is not really a location and space and time, but if that's what home means to us, we are bound to be unhappy if we lose what we have, if we lose our homes. And while we may think that we are going to live in the same place and the same, having the same things. Reality shows us that change happens and will continue to happen regardless of what we might hope for. And so while I think that our homes, this sense of being home should be something deeper, something that is a state of mind rather than a place, a physical location. Our homes needs to be something we find in our hearts and minds. It's not something we can really grasp with our hands, which we can own, but something that we must work on. And the nomadic people may have adapted more to this idea that all things must change and that they mustn't attach themselves to the things they own, because at one point in their life they must move on, they must adapt to new situations. And while it's good to have a sense of safety and stability, you mustn't take that for granted, and you will need to learn how to adapt to new situations. Well, that's all I have, I think. If you find this helpful, feel free to send me your comments and emails. It's up to you. Thanks for listening.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.